The popularity of scooters is exploding in Canada. Many people see them as an inexpensive, fun mode of transportation, great for urban areas. Over the past few years, more scooter brands and stores have popped up in Canadian cities, and so have scooter groups with their own culture, myths, and challenges, and events, such as the annual Mad Bastards Scooter Rally that took place last weekend. It was organized by an online magazine called the Canadian Motorcycle Guide. The rally had a simple premise: ride around Lake Ontario in one day. Philip Lee Shannock reports.
It's first light at the start of a long summer's day as two dozen scooters rev their engines in a hotel parking lot in Burlington, Ontario. It's a start and finish line for a great lake journey.
Time?
4:50.
4:50. Off you go.
Off you go. Good luck, man.
One by one, mileage times are noted. Then in a puff of blue smoke, the scooter riders take off eastbound into the morning mist.
Go, go, go.
A ragtag group have taken up the challenge, ranging in age from late teens to early 60s.
My name is Peter Beckett. I'm 61, and I'm riding a Honda Aero 50, 1986. Doesn't seem like quite such a good idea right now. It's a long way, and my scooter's pretty slow.
Keith Collins is 57 and from Alamo, Texas. He's been riding motorcycles since he was 19, and he's used to doing long-distance rides. He just did a ride to Alaska, but this is the first one he's done on a scooter.
I've wanted to go on it since I heard about it and didn't have a scooter, and one of the guys dropped out and never ridden a scooter. I've never ridden a scooter before. I've ridden this one two blocks. That's all. I don't know anything about it, don't know the guy that owns it, never met him. So it should be interesting.
The smallest and slowest bike on the rally will barely do 45 kilometers an hour.
Hi, Costa Mazuris, 40 years old, and riding a bike that's almost as old as I am, built in 1970, a Motobican moped. It's one of the older bikes out here. I think it is the oldest bike and probably the least likely to make the trip.
The rally winds its way along the north shore of Lake Ontario, through bedroom communities and small towns, along secondary roads and old highways. The route of the 800-kilometer challenge heads east through Toronto to Kingston, where riders take a ferry to upstate New York, then follow the southern coast of the lake through the city of Rochester, crossing back into Canada at Niagara Falls. Then it's back to Burlington. The day winds on. At around noon at kilometer 323, the Mad Bastards board the ferry at Kingston to Wolfe Island. It's time to take stock, see who's still in the running. Costa Mazuris on the 49cc moped has dropped out due to mechanical difficulties.
All I realize is I'm riding and then the bike just starts to slow down. And I thought the engine was seizing up. And I'm getting on the gas and it's very sluggish. And then I realized what the real problem was when I stopped at a light. And then I saw that the freewheel was just jammed.
Breakdowns are to be expected, says the rally's organizer, Rob Harris. He's a friendly Englishman who publishes and edits the Canadian Motorcycle Guide.
In a way, I'm a bit disappointed where some of the more whacked out scooters, the older ones, are the ones that are having trouble and they're dropping out. I'm hoping that one of the more out there scooters does make it back.
It's the second year for the rally, which Harris and others at CMG Online cooked up over drinks.
Most of our ideas come from just getting drunk on an evening and trying to kick out how stupid we can do things. It went from there, really. But last year was a lot of fun because we weren't hurting people. You know, it was just a group of friends and we did it, whereas this year it's hurting people.
There are mishaps. Brian Love pulls into the ferry dock at Kingston with scrapes and scratches on the side of his Kimco scooter.
And I hit a pothole, an inverted manhole cover, and I went airborne and I bounced a curb. I was in the curb lane and I was able to lay it down and get her back up and ride it the rest of the way.
It will take about 20 hours for the smallest scooter to make it around the lake. That means fatigue and pushing the limits of body and machine. Motorcycle journalist Mark Richardson is riding a 50cc Yamaha BWS.
You have to push yourself a little bit with sleep and exhaustion is always a part of it. You have to be aware of what you can and can't do. and it's easy to not do that.
As the day wears on, CMG Online's Harris keeps tabs on the riders who have dropped out. There are four by midday.
I'm a bit surprised by the amount of people that have dropped out over the rally. But, I mean, that adds to the mystique in a way, because if you want to do this rally, it's not an easy thing to do. You've got to be prepared, you've got to make sure the scoot's good, and you do it. So it's kind of a cool element to it.
The scooters pile off the ferry from Wolf Island, then cross the border into the United States. Then they begin the ride along the southern shore of Lake Ontario. At kilometer 641, just west of Rochester, New York, Brian Love stops to gas up at Champs Mini Mart Sunoco, and he reflects on the trip through the seedier part of Rochester.
Big bus right in front of us, guns drawn. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was just your average takedown. Saturday afternoon takedown in the hood.
No time to rest. The Rainbow Bridge and the Canadian border are just 66 kilometers away. The sun has long set by the time the first of the 50cc scooters pull into Burlington and cross the finish line. It's 61-year-old Peter Beckett, the oldest rider, aboard his Honda Aero 50.
I don't know what time it is now. It's midnight. So that would be 7 and 12, that's 19 hours.
Have a beer!
Of the 22 registered riders, only 10 make it back in the allotted time. Keith Collins from Alamo, Texas, finished but didn't qualify.
My butt got sore. We came in late, I guess, according to what they said. So, but I don't. It was fun. I'll do it again next year.
If organizers decide to hold the rally again, Mad Bastard scooter veterans have a whole year to recover, and new riders have time to prepare for the challenge. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Burlington, Ontario.